the supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the new concept of death in the school of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء
Today, Monday, is the 17th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 54.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu man yartadda minkum 'an dinihi fasawfa ya'ti Allahu biqawm فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
O you who have believed, whoever of you should revert from his religion, Allah will bring forth in place of them a people He will love and who will love Him, who are humble toward the believers, powerful against the disbelievers. They strive in the cause of Allah and do not fear the blame of a critic. That is the favor of Allah. He bestows it upon whom He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As a general rule, it warns all the Muslims that if any one of them turns away from his religion, he does not harm Allah, his religion, Muslim society, and the rapid process of progression, because Allah will soon bring forward a group of people to support this religion. Then the Quran explains the qualities of those who must undertake this great mission. They love Allah. They are humble and kind unto the believers, while they are stern and forceful against the enemies. And striving in the way of Allah is their constant program. Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, this is our question for this part. Did Imam al-Hussein know he would be killed? Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, though knew most of the people of Iraq will not follow him, he did his duty by answering their unanimous call. Imam al-Hussein sent his agent, Muslim ibn Aqil, to Kufa, since he wanted to do the investigation as an ordinary human being does. This is while he knew the situation in Kufa by extraordinary means of knowledge, and that Muslim ibn Aqil will be killed, yet he was not supposed to act based on what is concealed from an ordinary human being. He acts based on the extraordinary means of knowledge only if Allah wishes so, and such circumstances are rare. Thus, such extraordinary knowledge has a spiritual aspect as being the representative of Allah, and the reason for it must be sought on this level, and it is not for the purpose of influencing and controlling the events on the level of ordinary understanding.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the concept and phenomenon of death as viewed by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. In fact, from the point of Islamic teachings, human beings experience two types of lives, or two modes, or two phases of life. The first one is life in this world, and another one is life in the afterlife, or life in the hereafter. From this point, we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, never showed any sign of being scared of death. Rather, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam gave the good tidings of receiving all the benefits and all the graces available in the afterlife. From this point, we find that the depiction of death from the viewpoint of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is something totally different. From the point of the Islamic doctrines and Islamic teachings, we find that the afterlife is a mirror of our life in this world. That is, whatever we accomplish in this world, we find its reflection in our life after death, in the intermediary phase between our death and the resurrection.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura.
We have interesting point here, a life like Ali and a death like Hussein. The principles for which the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein at Karbala happened are most forgotten. The religious gatherings on the occasion of Ashura in the month of Muharram, Majalis, organized by the Shia and the Sunni communities, have taken the form of mere rituals rather than taking lessons to fight for the essence of truth and establishment of justice in favor of humane ethos. The mourners of the day seem to just be a part of the annual routine of Muharram. Our time is passing through one of the most difficult times. Organizations like the Taliban, ISIS, Boko Haram, and many others are more inclined to establish their supremacy than establishing Islamic traits of love, compassion, brotherhood, and inclusivity. The worst part of this is that they are abusing the human rights bestowed by Allah in the name of establishing the religious rule. It will be better for us to take the righteous path specified by the martyrdom at Karbala.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
This is today's special, Ethical Dilemma of Umar ibn Sa'd. In the same tragedy of Karbala, the cursed commander of Yazid's army, Umar ibn Sa'd, was faced with an ethical dilemma, which resulted in him arriving in Karbala. His motivation for committing such a heinous crime was purely this world, this dunya. He was offered the governorship of Ray, present-day Tehran. Interesting point to note is that Shaitan always provides justification and beautifies your sin. After this internal battle with himself, he concluded with Shaitan's help that the governorship of Ray is like selling for cash, while the promise of Jannah is like selling on credit terms, and cash is always better than credit. Umar ibn Sa'd's logic was that I will commit this crime and then afterwards I will repent profusely. This will mean I get dunya and Jannah in the hereafter. The lesson to remember is that both dunya, this world, and akhirah, afterwards, are not possible. It's either one or the other. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, O Master of Martyrs, Ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. We talked about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura, and we talked about the final position which we reach if we incorporate Ziyarat Ashura in our lives, that is reaching Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, the praiseworthy station, the station of the Prophet, the station of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is important for us to know on such a day that when we would talk about the station of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that we don't separate Imam Hussein alayhi salam from Imam Mahdi. We need to know that who is the one that is crying the most, who is the one that is can see what exactly happened to Imam Hussein. It is Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. We read in Ziyarat Nahiyah, one of the ziyarats attributed to Imam Mahdi, that he says, فَلْأَنْدُبَنَّكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً. I will therefore lament you morning and evening, Imam Hussein. Imam Mahdi says, I'll cry for you day and night. وَلِأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعِ دَمًا. And will weep blood in places of tears. This is haqiqat, this is a reality. He is not metaphorically speaking. Imam Mahdi is crying blood for Imam Hussein. When we look and incorporate this Maqam al-Mahmud, and we say that who has Maqam al-Mahmud right now on this earth, it is Imam Mahdi. And we say that Imam Mahdi's grief and crying is the crying that is accepted.
So we follow this interesting topic, I mean the death in Imam Hussein's view. So I invite you to listen to the next episode of today's special. Until then, fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us listen to a wonderful piece of advice from the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Beware of things for which you have to apologize. The true believer should not make mistakes in order to apologize. The hypocrite makes mistakes and apologizes every day. Thank you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here on IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for you a beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ridha, the 8th Imam, alayhi wasalam. And this hadith is about the blessings and the greatness of the pilgrimage to the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You know, as we are in the month of Muharram, a very sacred and solemn month, and it behooves us to participate in the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This can be conducted both from a distance, you know, where we are respectively all over the world, but also, and it's more recommended for us to perform the pilgrimage to the shrine of Imam Hussein and do so from a proximity and from up close. You know, there are many virtues for the pilgrimage to the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Books have been, numerous books have been written on this subject regarding its virtues. in which all of the various hadiths regarding this have been collected together. There are amazing hadiths and virtues which have been narrated regarding the ziyarat and the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's shrine. And also the ziyarat and the pilgrimage and the salutation that we send to him, even if from a distance. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ridha says the following. He says, if you wish to meet God, meaning on the day of resurrection, without any sin, in sarraka an talqa Allah azza wa jalla wa la dhanba alayk, fazuril Hussein alayhi salam. If you wish to meet God on the day of resurrection without any sin, then you should go for the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's shrine. The pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's shrine has the ability to wipe out all of the sins that we have. In fact, this is one of the things that has been narrated with respect to the pilgrimage to all of the a'immas and also the ziyarat of all of the a'immas. This beautiful hadith has been narrated in the famous book of hadith, Biharul Anwar, volume 44, page 286, and it is the 23rd hadith of that section. All right, so if we have the chance to do so, inshallah, all of our listeners, we recommend them to take part in this and to go for the ziyarat of Imam Hussein. Thankfully today, this is something that is possible for a lot of us. We know that history tells us that there have been many eras and epochs in which the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein has been closed for people. Unfortunately, we are in a time when temporarily, at least right now, it is something open. We should take the opportunity to perform this pilgrimage while we still can. There is no telling what could happen in the future. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the ziyarat and pilgrimage to Imam Hussein in the words of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us again. I really share my condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his noble companions to all the Muslims who love Imam Hussein and follow him, especially the Shia Muslims across the world. And may Allah Almighty inshallah accept your mournings, accept your expressions of sorrow in the month of Muharram for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So may inshallah Allah Almighty hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi, the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, inshallah, to come and take the revenge of the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, inshallah, and fulfill and accomplish the mission of justice, inshallah, in the world. Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad wa ajil faraj. So far, we were practicing the different types of mad, and we learned mad al-iwad, mad al-badal, and also mad al-tabi'i, and also mad al-lin. Yes?
Yes.
So these four types of mad we learned, so they were easy, no difficulties, alhamdulillah. But now today, we'll study a new type of mad, which is called mad Dul'aridi lissukun. So if you want to connect the ayahs together, join the ayahs together, okay? So you do not have to prolong it for four counts or six counts. If you do not have exactly a mad, okay? Not mad tabi, any other mad, okay? Mad for four counts, for six counts. So now do it, prolong the sounds, okay? And also connect. See? Prolong the sounds, okay? Of the last word in the ayah, okay? And also join it to the next ayah. Like Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Like this.
Bismillahi Rahman Ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyyaka Na'bud.
Great. He ran out of breath. That is exactly okay, an extra mad, which is not okay here. Okay?
Yes.
So if you stop, one condition. Next condition, you should have one of these. Mad tabi'i. Alif maddi, waw maddi, and ya'i maddi. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we have ya'i maddi. Mim has kasra plus ya'i sakin. What if you stop at Alhamdulillah? Alhamdulillah. You have la al-adif, yes? Alif
yes.
Alhamdulillah. Like this, you can make it. A'udhu billah, bismillah, also you can stop, okay? You can prolong this out. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Like this. Also sadaqallah at the end. Recite it, Ali Nasir, sadaqallah.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Ahsan, for four counts he prolonged it. That's great. So whenever you met these two conditions, you have these two conditions, try to apply the rule, okay? For four counts it's better, okay? Six counts, two counts. But remember, two counts, it's usually for when you
join.
Stop. When you join, yes, when you join the ayahs together. All right?
Yes.
So for example, in the surah, you have like Qul huwa Allahu ahad. So I'll recite it. Apply the rule of maddu arid lissukun.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad.
Look, he didn't apply. Why? Why didn't you apply?
Because they don't have alif maddi ba maddi.
Yes.
These maddu tabi'i.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Maddu arid lissukun means this. That you are changing the mad tabi'i to a longer mad. Why? Because of making a stop here. Because of making a pause here.
Yes.
It is exactly mad tabi'i. Alif maddi, waw maddi, ya maddi. And you're changing it to a longer mad. Why? The reason is you stop
because
here.
Stop, yes.
If you do not stop here, exactly. The mad tabi'i will be prolonged as usual mad. Okay?
Yes.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَادٌ. No, mister, this is wrong. اللَّهُ الصَّمَادٌ. No, it has a fatha, no longer, man. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I hope you have learned it. Let's practice some words, okay? سِجِّيلٍ.
سِجِّيل.
Uh-huh, great. This time, Ali Nasir. أَخِيهِ. No, أَخِيهِ.
أخي
أحسن العظيم
العظيم
ما شاء الله الرحمن
الرحمن
يتساءلون
أحسن الرحمن علم القرآن. Have you listened to this?
Yes.
They're reciting this way. So it means they are changing مادة التبيع into a longer مادة. For four counts or six counts. الحمد لله. It's easy and done. Okay?
Yes.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So we'll go inshallah through the Quran Kareem and practice some verses. So the next mad, which is sometimes kind of challenging for some of the students, these two types of mad are there, okay? One of them is mad wajib muttasil, and the other one is mad jaiz munfasil. Wajib and jaiz. So what does wajib mean?
Obligatory.
It's obligatory or mandatory, yes? You have to. It means there is a must. Okay?
Yes.
But jaiz means?
Optional.
Optional, you're allowed. Yes. You're allowed. You're permitted, okay? You're permitted to prolong the sound or not. But when it comes to wajib, you gotta do it, okay?
Must.
Yeah, you must. There is a must. So, the meanings are clear now. Wajib and jaiz. So, when we are talking about wajib one, it means we have to do this. And jaiz one, it's optional. Let's go to wajib. Then there is another word. Mad wajib muttasil. What does muttasil mean?
Joining.
Joined.
Yes.
Connected.
Connected. Yes.
Munfasil means?
Apart.
Apart. Separated.
Separated.
Okay? Separated. So, now the words are very clear. Wajib muttasil means a mad, which is?
Joined.
And also, it's obligatory. Yes. It's mandatory. Now, what do we mean by muttasil? Mad muttasil, what does it mean? Where should it be connected? Connected to what? Can you guess what? So let me say one word. Let me help you guess this. Ula'inka sha'a. Can you guess? The mad is connected to what? Wasama'i.
Hamza.
Ah, great. Great. Mm. You got it. Now tell me. It is wajib and muttasil. It's connected to what?
Hamza.
To Hamza. So remember, we said that we have three mad letters. What were they?
Alif.
Waw.
Ya.
Ah, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, you know this. Alif, waw, and?
Ya.
Yeah, these three. So if we have in a word, in one word, same word, we have one of these letters, either alif maddi, waw maddi, or ya maddi. Suppose there is alif maddi, like the word wassama. So we have alif maddi plus hamza. And hamza is also a part of this word. So both are in the same word. Did you get it? Harf mad. And also hamza, both are from the same word.
Uh-huh.
Look, was assama. Assama, alif mad is also from the word sama.
Yes.
And hamza is also from the word sama.
Yes.
So both are from the same word. Not like in two words.
Yes.
Okay? So for example, we have like inna anzalna. Look, inna we have alif mad. Anzalna we have hamza. But they are not in the same word. They are in two words, separate words. That's called munfasil.
Mm-hmm.
That we will talk about it. So muttasil means that alif mad, waw, alif or ya must be in the word. That in the same word after this alif mad, waw mad, yai mad, we have
Hamza.
Very easy. Mm-hmm. So in this case, the mad is wajib, and also the reader must prolong it for four up to five counts. Okay, four, five. Understood?
Yes.
Did you get it?
Yes.
So repeat these words after me. Wanjia.
Wajia.
Yes.
Jaa.
Jaa. Jaa. Ja'a is the active form of the verb and ja'a is the passive form.
Yes.
It's called majhul. Ma'lum majhul, okay? So, now ja'a, we have e, ya'i mat. Harf mat, yes? Harf al mat, yes. We have. And also a, hamza. So both are in the same word. So we have to prolong the sound. That's why you most of the times see a mad sign on the top of this type of words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. So, أُولَٰئِكَ, the word أُولَٰئِكَ, أُولَىٰ أَلِفْ مَتْ إِكَ. Right after أَلِفْ مَتْ, we have a hamza, which is part of the word. Yes? أُولَٰئِ. Okay? So, prolong the sound for four counts.
أُولَٰئِكَ.
Yeah.
Ulaika.
MashaAllah. Ulaika. That's nice. So you, for four counts, Mr. Rohala.
Ulaika.
Ahsan. So do not say ulaika. Ulaika. Even if you try to not prolong, okay, it is impossible. Ulaika. No, you gotta prolong it, okay? It's not something that you can skip this. Okay, so you have to do it, okay?
Yeah.
It is wajib.
Must.
Okay, it is a must. So, next example. Sha'a. Right?
Yes.
Sha'a. Okay, Ali Nasir, this example. Wassama'u.
Wassama'u.
Ahsan. Your example. Assama'u.
Assama'u.
Ahsan. Great. That's nice. That's nice. So you did it, okay? So remember that whenever you have mad letters, one of the mad letters plus
hamza.
Hamza. And there is a condition that both of them should be in the same word.
Yes.
First, alif mad plus
hamza.
Hamza. Okay?
We don't have any word that the mad letters are after the
Hamza. We had that. We had, I was expecting this question. What if we have Hamza, then?
The mad letters.
That was Maddul Badal. Oh. We studied. Like the word, for example, بِآيَاتِنَا. A, then plus Alif Mad. بِآيَاتِنَا, two counts, like Madd al-Tabi'i.
Yes.
If you have this, like Madd al-Tabi'i. Okay?
Yes.
So, this is wajib, this one, mad wajib muttasil. Otherwise, if it was not wajib, okay, you could do it for two counts, ulaika. But this is wajib, okay? Ulaika. Do you know why? Because the meaning which is meant by this, with this longer sound, that is important, okay?
Uh-huh.
So maybe if you say ulaika, maybe the reader, the listener will not completely understand that, the word which is meant, okay?
Yes.
And also this is the rule of tajweed then, the reciters. So for the beauty of the Quran and Kareem, okay, they have managed, and we say like they made some rules, okay, which are clear. I mean they were not the rules, okay, that they themselves created them, okay, no. They were the rules that they extracted from the recitation of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imam Ali Alayhi Salam, and the other reciters, okay. It's not something that self-made, okay? Man-made. It's not. Like somebody said, okay, so the word ulaika, let me do something to this word. No, it's not like this. So you know that the reciters, the best reciter of the Quran and Kareem was Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself.
Yes.
And then Imam Ali Alayhi Salam, then the other Sahaba, okay, companions like this. So they all are extracted, okay, taken from the recitation of the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam and the other reciters of the Quran at that time, okay? So from that time, we have this rules, okay? These were not rules at that time. So they were applying, okay? They were not saying like, the name is Mad Wajib Muttasil, no. After like, sometimes, okay, so the teachers have gathered, okay, for example, to make it simple for the new learners, okay? Like they put some of the signs. This Fatha Kasra Dhamma in the first days of Islam, okay? So they were not there, okay? Fatha. The Quran didn't have any fatha, any kasra, any dhamma. Even the Quran didn't have any dots. So if you were given a Quran which doesn't have a dot or a fatha, kasra, dhamma, it was completely difficult for you to read. Because you were not Arabic speaker, okay? So for them, it was easy. They could understand, this is jim, this is ha, this is kha. Okay? But you would not be able like to understand any of them. That's why, for the simplicity of the work, okay, they have tried to manage and started like putting some signs to help you learn. Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, the next Maddi Jaiz Munfasil will come back, okay? Inshallah, in the next session, we'll continue this, okay? Let's recite a salawat, but before a salawat, let's give thanks to Allah Almighty first and foremost, and then IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, that, alhamdulillah, they're holding this kind of Quranic sessions. May Allah bless them all, inshallah. Let's recite a salawat, and we will be back, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
When your horse returns to our camp riderless,
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allahi wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawm al-qiyamah.
As we were with us, dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of Ziyarat al-Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawm al-qiyamah. O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you until the day of resurrection. In this regard, what we started to discuss in the previous episode was the necessity of getting to know the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And our traditions are replete with introductions of the Ahlul Bayt. It is unanimously agreed in the science of logic that when the presenter is being discussed, the presenter who introduces a fact must be superior to the presented itself, because it needs to present the fact as it really is. So, after proving, after realizing that the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are imams, After we know this fact that they are the inheritors of the Prophet's knowledge and have been inspired by Allah, we can say that who is better than themselves in introducing themselves? We have to know them through their knowledge, because no one else has in-passing knowledge about them. And it is only at this time that we can claim to be at peace with he who is at peace with them. We have to realize with our hearts where they are, what their positions are, and what they truly ask us to do. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was asked, after getting to know Allah, which deed is most excellent? And Imam alayhi salam said, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ بَعْدَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ يَعْدِلُ هَذِهِ الصَّلَاةِ وَلَا بَعْدَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ وَالصَّلَاةِ شَيْءٌ يَعْدِلُ الزَّكَاةِ. After getting to know Allah, nothing is equal to daily prayers. After prayer, nothing is equal to paying the poor rate. وَلَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ يَعْدِلُ الصَّوْمِ. After these things, nothing is equal to observing fasting. وَلَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ يَعْدِلُ الْحَجِّ. After that, nothing is equal to going to Hajj pilgrimage. وَفَاتِحَةُ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ مَعْرِفَتُنَا وَخَاتِمَتُهُ مَعْرِفَتُنَا. Yet the beginning and end of all this is to get to know us. So, it is only this time that when we truly understand who the Ahlul Bayt are, we can claim to be with them, we can try to be with them and stay with their positions until the day of resurrection. Ila yawm al-qiyamah.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, dear listeners, if we want to be with the Ahlul Bayt until the day of resurrection, we have to know them. And based on the authentic narrations reported on the authority of the Holy Prophet, the first thing Almighty Allah has created was His light. And based on the fact that the Ahlul Bayt are the manifestations of this light of Holy Prophet, we should admit that the Ahlul Bayt are true lights. They are light in essence. And this light is the light of Allah, which cannot be put out by a puffing of the ignorant ones. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouth, but Allah will perfect His light, though the unbelievers may be averse. And this is the ironic point. We want to stay with the Ahlul Bayt because we are trying to reach salvation, and the Ahlul Bayt are true lights. They are light in essence. This means even if you are really not trying to reach this salvation, if you are not really trying to get on this path, they are the ones that attract you. They are the lights. And you have nowhere else to turn to. You have only this light, so you will turn to them. Only if you are headstrong, only if you are self-conceited, only if you are traitor and the allies of traitor, you will not follow their path. خَلَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ أَنْوَارًا, the Holy Quran says. Allah created you in the form of light. This is what we say in the famous Ziyarah Warith. We say, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ كُنْتَ نُورًا فِي الْأَصْلَابِ الشَّامِخَةِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ الْمُطَهَرَةِ, I testify hereby that you were light in the lofty loins and pure wombs. That is why in the books of Maqtal, which tell us the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's martyrdom, we read that when Imam Ali ibn al-Hussein, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, was placing his father's body with the head cut off in the grave, he said, أَبَتَاهْ أَمَّا الدُّنْيَا فَبَعْدَكَ مُظْلِمَةٌ وَأَمَّا الْآخِرَةُ فَبِنُورِ وَجْهِكَ مُشْرِقَةٌ, O Father, the world is now in dark after you have died, and the hereafter is now illuminated with your light. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.